this, I think, is the key for any new trader out there who's looking for a coach or looking for a mentor or something like that. Ask yourself, hey, is this person talking to me like a instrument teacher would? Or are they talking to me like a snake oil salesman? I've got a system. Or step right over here, folks. Like, I got this new dilly daggy and it'll fix your chronic headaches and your broken bones. And that's the talk.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
There are only four types of traders out there. Scammers, those who have been scammed, the people who finally get disillusioned, and the people who remain stuck in the sunk cost fallacy. Essentially, they just figure if they spend enough money, they will eventually be successful. Well, today, if you haven't guessed it, we're going to be going into all things trading gurus. Who are they? How do you identify them? And how can you identify who the legit guys really are? Spoiler alert, gurus are the guys who charge a ton of money and promise a ton of results, but fail to deliver. Levi, what's up?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Just got done with a bunch of traveling, and I'm excited to be back on like trading the New York session. I haven't been trading the New York for a really long time, like the 9:30. I'm back on the East Coast. So I've been on the West Coast for a really long time. And so I've been kind of trading the London with you, Jordan, and now I'm back trading the New York. It's my old stomping grounds. Feels great. So I'm loving it. So believe it or not, so anybody who's kind of recently started listening to the podcast, our first episode was on gurus. It's called, I believe, Trading Gurus Are Lying to You. And so we kind of wanted to kind of review that and add in some more context. Because it's the trading guru scene is in day trading is completely unique. I know of another type of industry that is so full of BS. I'm trying to think of it, and I don't think I can. I honestly, because it's, and the reason it is because the floor, due to the internet and everything, the floor has been lowered to enter trading, right? So like back in the day, if you wanted to be a trader, you had to go and be actually on the floor of a trading center, right? You had to be there.
And nowadays, you have a certain amount of money because leverage didn't exist. And
exactly. So now anybody can be a day trader. But it's just as difficult. But anybody can be a trader, but no one really knows how to trade. Like, it's not something people know. And so there's so much ignorance, not like because people are stupid. It's just they're ignorant. We were ignorant when we first got in, right? So there's so much ignorance. And so there's just it is just a breeding ground for these sharks to come in and lie to people. And it's really easy to do. It's really easy to go, hey, I have a secret sauce, and all you have to do is give me X amount of money, and I'll make you be making X amount of money in 6 months. It's really easy. There's tons of people who go for it. And it's a really unique thing. And so we feel really strongly about this. And so I cannot harp on this enough. So we kind of wanted to, help you identify the difference between a guru and a legitimate coach. Because while we trash gurus, it's not to say that there's no legitimately helpful coaching, right? And that's the part that I think can get missed in this. There are good people out there. It's just there's so much noise that it's hard to find those people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll admit there's even people that are maybe half guru, half coach. I think those exist as well. Fully agree with you. And the one thing that I want to point out, and the biggest difference, and I already mentioned it in the intro, is that the difference between a guru and a coach is that gurus promise you a system, or they promise you results. If you just spend the money and do this, you will be successful. And then if you go online or you watch their videos and you see a comment of someone saying that they aren't successful, those gurus will then say that they didn't follow the system correctly, right? So right. I'm thinking specifically, like, let's take ICT for an example. So you follow, you go on ICT and
there's so much flack for that.
There's a big fan base and someone says, ICT doesn't work for me. And everyone goes, well, you didn't identify the correct Judas swing that went to the correct fair value gap at the, you know, and they go, you just don't know how to trade ICT. You're an ignoramus and not part of the inner circle. Okay. Spoiler alert. That is guru talk.
Yeah, it is.
That is a guru. And then a coach. And I want to take an analogy from maybe one of our podcasts that we actually did a long time ago about how trading is like piano. Because think about it. You actually will see occasionally, at least these pop up for me, you'll see an advertisement, learn how to play the piano with this app. And you hear someone playing like Beethoven's Fifth or something. And it's like, and you go, yeah, they didn't learn how to play that out of the iPhone app, right?
Bull
like crap. you just know that. Like anyone who's played piano or who's played musical instruments, which I think most people have, so a lot of people will be able to relate to this, know that just watching a few YouTube videos is never going to make you a piano player. It's never going to make you a great jazz saxophonist. It's never going to make you a great anything. What do you do if you want to become really good at piano? And what did all of us, or at least most of us, have as kids growing up? We had a piano teacher.
Yeah, teacher.
It was not a piano guru on YouTube, because we already know they're not effective. Anyone wants to be effective, you get yourself a piano teacher. And what does that teacher do? That teacher doesn't promise, hey, pay me $400 and within 6 months, you'll be playing the piano like, you know, well enough to play in a concert. They don't do that because they go, no, you know, this is all about you. You're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to put in the time. I'm here to help guide you. I'm here to help give you the tools and to correct the mistakes. You know, maybe I can help correct your posture. I can help correct your fingering. I can help correct your timing. I can help improve your intonation, whatever it may be. That's what a teacher slash coach does. And the same thing is directly related to trading. A trader online promising you results and giving you a video of how to trade will not be able to help you identify, will not help you be able to go through your journal and say, okay, well, why are you taking this trade in the middle of consolidation? Or why did you do this? Or why are you trading this time of the day? Or why did you take this lot size and then move your stop loss, et cetera, et cetera? A guru is never going to be able to do that. And so to me, that's the biggest difference between the guru and the coach.
I love that analogy. I mean, it is the most, this I think is the key for any new trader out there who's looking for a coach or looking for a mentor or something like that. I think that's the key. Like, ask yourself, hey, is this person talking to me like an instrument teacher would, or are they talking to me like, you know, a snake oil salesman, right? Where, hey, I've got something that I've got a system. Or step right over here, folks. Like, I got this new dilly daggy and it'll fix your chronic headaches and your broken bones. And like,
I've never heard that voice out of you, but you nailed that perfectly.
Yeah. So like that's how most trading gurus, like that's the talk. Like you said, it's a system. Hey, I've got this magic. And you just do what I say and you'll make it. And this is just not how it works. And we've mentioned this before, but trading is a feel-based thing. Like there are some rules. There are some things you should do, some things you should avoid. But at the end of the day, it is based off of training your brain and training the feel. It's that implicit learning, not explicit learning, right? It's not 2 + 2 = 4. It is learning a golf swing, right? It just takes a lot of repetitions, and a guru can't teach you repetitions, but they can be there, like you said, to kind of guide you, to point you in the correct direction, to say where you're making mistakes, to like a golf coach would be pointing out, hey, your form is rough here. Let's work on that. You know, that's the major difference between a guru and coach. I think you absolutely nailed it on the head. And that's what I think new traders need to be keeping their eyes out for. Problem is, it's really hard to find those people.
It really
is. Absolutely, really hard.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to redo this episode was the fact that just recently there was a big scandal, so to speak, that had been going around some of the day trading community with Mamba FX. Essentially, another trader, I think Kimmel Trades or something, called him out because the one trader, Kimmel, joined Mamba FX Signal Group. And then in live time and with screenshots and videos showed that Mamba FX was actually going in and editing his signals in real time so that they were always correct. And so, and listen, Mamba FX has millions of followers. He's making millions of dollars. He's charging a ton of money for his signals. And there he has tons of people funneling him tons of money to then send them signals, which he literally edits in real time so that they are successful.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing goes for a lot of other gurus. And I think it would be, and maybe you can go over this, Levi, but I think the math is pretty telling. We've mentioned this before in just passing and joking, but it's like, if these guys were successful traders and they weren't making as much money as they claim, do you think that they would be spending all this time trying to sell signals or, you know, post YouTube videos?
No. And like I don't have a problem necessarily. Like, I'm a dirty capitalist just like you are. And I don't have a problem with people like charging with it for training. The thing is, like, a lot of the time, the math doesn't, like, the actual math doesn't make sense as far as, like, why would you? Right. Like we have big problems with the reason a lot of them do sell signals is because signals don't take any work. Like, they can make a signal and then they can just sell it to 10,000 people and make a bunch of money with very little effort. Like, so that's why it is difficult to find a coach. That's why it's difficult to find somebody who will spend time with you, because oftentimes their time is more valuable than you can spend, right? So if a day trader is making a ton of money on the market, then how does it make real logical sense to spend a ton of time on you? It can be if they find it fun a lot of times, if they find it valuable, if they're not day trading is like their, you know, because there's different levels of day traders, right? There's day traders who claim they're making millions, right? Because they have $1 million of money to play around with, and that would make sense. But there are, you know, if there are levels of day traders who just day trade on the side, they make money, they're profitable, but then they, you know, work a tech job or they work something else. So it can make sense for those people, but a lot of the times, especially for these people who are I spend half an hour on the market every day and I make $1 million every year. And it's like, well, then why the hell are you spending an hour a week with some stranger for X amount of money? It doesn't really make sense. So that's why a lot of these people funnel new traders into buying signals, into buying courses, stuff that they don't have to spend any time on. And they promise that if you just spend the money on things they're not even spending face time with you, that you're going to be profitable. And it's just a complete and utter scam.
Yeah. I mean, I fully agree with you, because the fact is, as you said, like, I'm okay with people charging for a course. What I'm not okay with is people lying. I hate the lying, right? And that's what is full of it. So, I mean, to actually call up. So you have Mamba FX, you have the Moving Average, and you have ICT. Like, those are three main big YouTube day trading channels, right? Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. Moving Average and ICT both publicly can't trade. As in ICT, any competition he's publicly entered to trade, he has lost money publicly. And he's been moving average multiple times over the past 3 years, because I started following him when I started trading. Multiple times over the past 3 years, he has entered a prop firm challenge. He's never passed one. Yet he has one of the biggest YouTube trading channels in you know, on YouTube.
Honestly, it's mind boggling.
He's never passed a prop firm challenge. And so
we are horrid marketers, obviously.
Like, we clearly are.
We're absolutely the worst. These guys are amazing. Holy crap, we need to learn some, take some lessons.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, publicly, ICT has actually publicly posted that he's made like $2 or $3 million off selling courses. And, you know, moving average, just put it this way, they charge $20 a month. They have like 10,000 plus subscribers. That's $200,000 per month for a automated.
Yikes.
You know, they sell essentially what their big shill is, indicators. They have these magic indicators that you follow the indicators and you'll make money. And so, like, the fact is that's $200K per month for nothing, that they're doing literally no effort and publicly can't trade. So, you know, that is why, you know, Levi and I, both of us, like, we don't claim to be the best traders. We're not. But we do view ourselves as coaches because, the other reason I view this is the fact that, take Tiger Woods, best golfer in the world, or any world-class athlete. Guess what? Those world-class athletes have what?
They have coaches.
They all have coaches. Those coaches are not world-class athletes. Some of them are, but a lot of these coaches are not world-class athletes themselves, but they happen to know the mechanics, the science. They're able to identify what is holding their, you know, their superstar back from success. And that is how you can identify a coach. It's not that they're claiming to be the best trader in the world. If they are, then they're not, I promise you. But they're not giving you false promises. They are to help you. They are there to identify your weaknesses. They're not going to make you feel comfortable. They're going to be there to challenge you, to encourage you, yes, but to challenge you and to press you to be the best you absolutely can be. And that's what Levi and I are really hoping, at least, and Levi, you can add to this, but this is what, you know, I really hope that we can achieve with this podcast, is really to be there as a coach for all those listeners, to not make you false promises, but also let you know, listen, this is possible, but you're going to have to put in the time and the effort, the blood, sweat, and tears, just like Tiger Woods, just like any world-class athlete does. You're going to have to put in that effort and those years of practice in order to achieve that.